greetings once again. As we open the Torah, study the eternal words of God. Leviticus chapter 8, the parasha called Tzav. We pick it up in verse 14. Then the young bull for the sin offering was brought, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the bull for the sin offering. From this we understand that this was a public display of their unworthiness. Though they had been elevated over their brothers, they were, through this ceremony, really being shown to take the lower, more servant-oriented role, to show that nobody is worthy. Isaiah would later say, "No one is righteous. No, not one. We have all gone astray." The recognizing, even of the spiritual leaders, that first and foremost, they need to repent. They need to have the forgiveness of sins. How mankind loves to elevate and almost worship people that they see as leaders or in authority or on a screen or on a stage. This should not be. That's what's being put forth here, the unworthiness of even Aaron and his sons. After it had been slaughtered, verse 15, Moshe took the blood and put it on the horns of the altar all the way around with his finger, thus purifying the altar. As we see with the men that God was going to use, we now see with the objects, the things within the sanctuary, that even the objects in and of themselves are worthless. They have no merit. Only by the blood are they atoned for and made to be useful. It's only the blood of our innocent substitute, Yeshua, that qualifies us or anything. So the buildings don't matter in which people gather. The equipment that is used, it doesn't matter. It's the blood that is the focal point here, not the things. And how, again, mankind loves to worship things and focus on buildings, monuments, people. Moshe took all the fat on the inner organs, verse 16, the covering of the liver, the two kidneys and their fat, made it go up in smoke on the altar. Remember, the fat belongs to the Lord. He leaves the benefit of the bulk of the offering for his people. All these things that are happening here in front of us are for the benefit of his people. As Yeshua said about Shabbat, the Sabbath, that God made it for man, not man for it. Here too, this is all designed to provide, first of all, atonement for the sins of the people so that we can enjoy fellowship with God, but also to provide sustenance for those laboring within the temple or the tabernacle at this point. But the bull, its hide, its flesh, and its dung were taken outside the camp and burned up completely, as Adonai had ordered Moshe. Next, the ram for the burnt offering was presented. Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the ram, and after it had been slaughtered, Moshe splashed the blood on all sides of the altar. When the ram had been cut in pieces, Moshe made the head, pieces and the fat go up in smoke. When the inner organs and the lower parts of the legs had been washed with water, Moshe made the entire ram go up in smoke on the altar. Here we see the animal being consumed on the altar rather than consumed by the priests, because these offerings are for them. The greatness of the responsibility that they are entering into is symbolized by the total giving over of the sacrifices to God. Moshe making the entire animal go up in smoke on the altar, as God had ordered. Interesting how the altar and the inner beauty of the tabernacle was not seen from the outside, where all the people are. They're watching and staring at a tent that was covered in animal hides and various tapestry, but the inside is where the gold was. The beauty really rested inside, that only those going in with blood could experience. It's the same in our friendship with God. People on the outside see it as some kind of formal religious thing. But as we enter in to that spiritual place with God, we experience the fullness and the beauty. Torah 101 Daily.